Hi, this is Kyle Hawk, aka The Savage. You're listening to the Wrestle Whore Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestle Horror. Greetings, viewers and listeners. Meet Hook Jim here, the Wrestle Horror Podcast. I couldn't do this show without my co-host, Donnie Hoover. Donnie, next week's Thanksgiving. I know you've already unbuckled the belt and you're ready to get some turkey and mashed potatoes.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready to get down with it. So we got it in the freezer. Going to be pulling it out here in a couple days. Let it thaw out. I'm ready to go.
And on this Thanksgiving recording of the Wrestle Horror Podcast, we've got a young man that has been wrestling for about 10 years now. I've been fortunate enough to meet him and watch him a couple of times at Future Great Wrestling in Hamilton, Ohio. I am, of course, talking about the Savage, Kyle Hawk. Kyle, how are you, my friend?
What is up, guys? How are you today?
You know, I couldn't be happier. I'm on vacation for the next 10 days, so.
I hear you, man. I hear you. First and foremost, I want to thank you guys for bringing me on. I know it's out of, like, pity or, what's the word? Out of, pity's a better word, but, you know, you guys need that Native American on this Thanksgiving podcast. You know, you got to make it authentic. I get you guys.
I never even put that together. That's funny. Yeah.
No, it's cool, man. I appreciate it. You know, thank you for your time. And thank you. You know, I'll take it is what I'm saying.
Take what you can get, huh?
I will say no pity involved, but you know, the first thing I want to say is thank you for your service being an Army veteran.
Mm-hmm. Yep, for sure.
Thank you guys for thanking me. I appreciate it. Believe it or not, I used to get really bugged when people would thank me. I don't know why. Maybe it's just an Army thing, but now it's like, well, thank you guys for thanking me. I appreciate it.
So how long did you serve in the Army?
I was 4 years, 2011 to 2015.
And what did you do?
I was an 11 Bravo, which is infantry. I was stationed in Fort Hood for 3 years and then spent a year in Afghanistan.
Okay. So you've been abroad and you've seen what's going on over there. So
yeah, again, I am combat effective or combat mission capable, whatever you want to call it. I've seen it.
Well, again, thank you for your service, Kyle, but let's talk about some wrestling.
My favorite subject. Let's do it.
What got you, I mean, what really intrigued you? What got you involved in pro wrestling?
Growing up on the reservation, I am legit Native American. I did grow up in our ways and learned our cultures and language and stuff like that. Growing up on the res, it was kind of very, very, very poor. But you found stuff to entertain yourself, like go outside and play. And, you know, whenever like my family would have money, maybe we can get like a gaming system. I remember having a Sega playing Sonic the Hedgehog. So that was pretty cool. But I always liked to go outside and play, go hunt. And we had a TV, but it was like one of those old school box TVs that were like maybe 3 feet deep. In the TV, I don't know if you guys ever had that, but it had like a knob where you turn it. And I remember flipping through it one day with my uncle, and we saw wrestling, and I was like, man, this is awesome. I really want to watch this. So my uncle and I watch it, and then every week we always catch it, and you know, I got invested in it. I think the very first episode I've ever watched was WWE Raw's War, or WWF at the time. It was when Stone Cold stunned Santa. I thought that was the coolest thing ever. So, and then as time progressed, I remember from right then and there, I always wanted to be a wrestler. I just wanted to live that, go down that path, and nothing was going to stop me. And I'd always wrestle around with the Slam Buddies or my action figures and stuff. Typical, you know, American dream origin story or whatever. But it was just that episode that caught my eye, and it made me want to become who I am today. So,
speaking of those box TVs, we had one back in the day, and I'm what is known as the very first version of the remote control, because I was the youngest in my family, so I was the one that had to get up and change the channel and turn the volume up and down.
I mean, yeah, you'd be lazy, but you'd be in shape at the same time, because you got to get up, you know?
Right. Yep, that's my dad. That's what my dad's like. Donnie, go change that. Go turn on this. Go turn it up. Turn it down. I was like, good Lord, man.
So,
I was. Yeah,
that's pretty much how it started. So, and then later on, like I found out that WWE Tatanka was part of my tribe and my culture.
Nice.
And then I had met him in New Mexico for a show. It was like Lucha Libre USA, and then we just talked, and you know, he gave me his advice and helped me out with whatever questions I had and what I needed to do. And like the first and foremost thing was like, I got to graduate school, get an education and stuff like that. So that's what I did. And then pretty much the rest is history. So,
I watched Tatanka many times, and I was always impressed by him, and I enjoyed watching him perform, but did you find a wrestling school? Is there somebody that trained you? I mean, how did your education go as far as wrestling is?
I found a school in New Mexico. They're no longer doing anything now. They were called Destiny Wrestling Organization. And I got trained with them. And then right when I kind of started like traveling and stuff, I found David Cash, or AKA Kid Cash, from ECW. And then he kind of like trained me as well, because I was stationed in Georgia and for basic training and stuff like that. Side note, a lot of people don't know this, but I was wrestling before I joined the military, and then I was doing both at the same time. So, yeah. But I was under the tutelage of David Cash, or Kid Cash, and Tatanka, of course, gave me his input, but mainly... Like, I've had people here and there, like Chavo Guerrero, MVP, Kenny King, Sin Bodhi. Like, I've had, like, a bunch of people just help me, you know, try to figure out what I need to do and find my path and stuff like that. So, I just sat under the learning trees of other people who have made it and just listened, honestly. So.
Okay. All right. I can understand the working wrestling and being in the military. I have a cousin who was in the Navy and wrestling around the Florida and Georgia area back in the day as well. Right. So, yeah, I understand that. And of course, you know, your military training really kind of helps with your pro wrestling training because of the fitness and everything.
Definitely. That's one of the things I'm lacking on right now. I think for like during quarantine and COVID and stuff like that, I was very, very dedicated to it, but then started traveling again, I just haven't had the time to learn how to do it on the road, but I will. But that's one of my things I think that holds me back, is my my body. I mean, you gotta I'm not making excuses, like I own up to whatever I've done, but I think that was that's the only thing that's holding me back, is the way I look. But again, natives are not huge, unless you're Tatanka, but you know, we're very well fit, very well lean and stuff like that. But, you know, it sucks, but shit happens, you know.
Now, when you was in the military, did you ever find other wrestlers or people that liked wrestling, and you guys get in there and mix it up a little bit in your downtime?
I didn't find any workers, but, like, there is friends that, like, watched it with me whenever we're not going on missions and stuff. We'd watch it and, you know, just laugh and have a good time. But basically, we didn't really have that much entertainment until we got to like a bigger base. We were always in small areas. But until we got to like Gosny, which was a Polish base, like it had everything, so we could watch and stuff. But I think there was like a 3-month period we were staying there. So It was
pretty, nice.
Yeah.
You know, I've got to say that, and the times I've seen you at FGW, and especially recently, it was Hawk versus Hawk.
Okay.
And that was a great match between the two of you. I really enjoyed that.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Cody Hawk versus Kyle Hawk, you know, it could have gone either way, honestly.
Yeah, definitely. I think I'll shout out to Cody Hawk and Future Great Wrestling, by the way. For him to give me a chance and like let me show what I can do, like I will always be grateful for him, and my loyalty will always be towards him and stuff. But yeah, I wanted to just see what would happen, and told them, hey, I think we can draw, like Hawk versus Hawk. I mean, I'm confident enough, and I know damn well he's confident enough. And, you know, I just wanted that chance. And so he's like, yeah, let's do it. And I was like, all right. And then we made the promo, and, you know, you guys got invested in it, because I felt like it was something that hasn't been done yet. And there was never, like, it was something new. And like, no disrespect to, like, the other talent and stuff like that. None whatsoever. It's just, I'm the type to throw in something that's like, oh, like a monkey wrench or something, you know? And I wanted the fans to be like, man, like the reaction, Hawk versus Hawk, it can go either way. That's the reaction that I wanted. I wanted to see who was loyal to Cody, who was loyal to me. And, you know, the story we told in that ring was very, very special. And man, like, I think that was from start to finish, I think it was like a 30-minute match, and we just kept going and going and going, and like we just, you know, never gave up. We were actually two competitors in a ring trying to win and show like actual pure wrestling without giving a strike or hit or, you know, doing these big huge moves. And you know, it was just a good story to tell, and I love that. That was a fun match.
Yeah, and I've got to say that every time you did that war cry, that whoop whoop, the crowd popped every single time for that.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. it's my Ric Flair thing. You know, you got the chops, you got the woo. You know, it's my own thing, so it's pretty cool.
And it does. It goes over well. I mean, it grabs the audience's attention, and they do pop. They react in some way, shape, or form. You know, it's you've got your niche, and you know, Ric Flair's got his niche, and you know, it works.
Definitely, and I think like I think that's what's also missing too in professional wrestling these days. Like from what I've seen and what I've gathered, everybody's kind of the same. Everybody's like doing the same stuff or the same, you know, moveset or concept or whatever. Nobody different. Nobody really stands out anymore, and it sucks. And I feel like also wrestling's missing real. I think everything's kind of like rehearsed or not with true intentions. And with me, like, that's all you're gonna get is real. Like, you're gonna, like, I don't know if you've seen me as a heel yet, but like, it's way different than what I am as a face over there at FGW, because it's real. It's how I feel and what I portray myself. And I think if there's any wrestlers or anybody listening to this podcast, I feel like that's what you guys need to, like, take from it is, you know, real. Just be yourself. Just times it by 10. You can't, like, the crowd's always going to realize when you're lying or when you're fake. That's just life. Everybody finds out that you're fake or you're a liar. But if you're real, they respect you for that, and then they gravitate towards that because that's something they can latch on.
And do you prefer heel or do you prefer face?
Man, it just depends on where I'm at. I'm comfortable with both. I really am. I love playing the hero, or I love being the villain. Like, it also just depends on my mood and how I feel. If I'm having a shitty day, then I'm going to definitely enjoy being a heel. If I'm having a great day or a great week, then I'll definitely be, you know, a great baby. But it just depends on where I'm at, like crowd wise and how they respond and stuff like that. But I feel like heel set me apart differently from everyone, because the way I can piss you guys off is way different than anybody else can, in my opinion. I learned the language of wrestling, and now I know how to like speak or listen to it and stuff like that. So it's pretty cool.
Awesome. So let's kind of take a right turn here. Let's talk. You know, we were talking before we went on the air, and you said you like horror movies, and you know, this is wrestle horror. So what are some of your favorite horror movies?
Oh, wait, let's go. I'm a really huge fan, believe it or not, of the Chucky stuff.
Okay.
I don't know why. I just enjoy it. I think a doll killing people is funny as shit to me. I watched Halloween Kills. I watched all the Halloween movies. They're pretty good. I enjoyed them. The one movie that scared the shit out of me, and you guys are probably going to laugh, was the Blair Witch Project.
Okay, I can see that.
Yeah, I can see that for sure.
That scared the shit out of me when I was so young, because I literally thought the witch was going to come. And, you know, it's just realism, I guess. Real. Mm-hmm. Realism. So right. that always scared me.
Well, found footage wasn't even really a thing back then either. So everybody believed it was real.
Yeah. It scared me. I couldn't sleep for like a week in my own bed.
When it came out,
I want to say maybe 10, 11.
Okay.
Yeah. I had to sneak it though. I didn't tell my parents that I watched it. So. But they knew because I was so scared. So.
Right. Have you been catching a new Chucky TV series?
I haven't yet. I don't have I have like Netflix and Hulu and stuff, but I don't have the Sci-Fi channel. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they're actually doing pretty good with it.
Is it really good?
Yeah, I enjoy it.
Nice. I did watch this movie recently. I told you guys about it, called Antlers.
Right.
It just came out. It's really good. I like the story with it. Pretty much about the Wendigo. If you guys don't know what the Wendigo is, it's pretty much a demonic Native American like spirit creature, whatever you want to call it. But in our culture, it's pretty much a cursed spirit that was made by a human eating human flesh, a cannibalism. And so now they were cursed by a bruja or a witch to roam the earth and consume like human flesh. It's just a big creature. It's pretty cool. I think Guillermo del Toro is the one that directed it. The way he does his films too is very artistic and very cool, because the creatures are so unique and so like I love his work. But the way he did Antlers was really good. It was a really good story to it too. And it has those like moments where you're just like, oh man, what's gonna, oh shit, you know, makes you jump. I love movies that make you jump. So
mm-hmm.
I haven't seen it yet, but it's definitely on my watch list, and I am familiar with the Wendigo. I actually, on a side note before we continue on the horror movie thing, Donnie and I both work in the haunted attraction industry, and I have designed an entire haunted attraction based on the Wendigo.
Nice. I have to check that out.
It's still in paper. It hasn't been made real yet, but Donnie and I are working on that.
Well, if you need some help, if you need some Native American guidance,
there you go.
You will be my go-to guy for that, for sure.
I appreciate it.
So you were talking about Chucky, and I got to tell you, this is funny, and Donnie knows where I'm going with this. Donnie's got a granddaughter. How old is she now?
She's 8 now.
She's 8 now.
Uh-huh.
And the past couple of years, he's got a Chucky good guys doll in the box.
Oh, shit.
And the past couple of years, he's wrapped it up and put it out for her for Christmas or her birthday.
That's a good prank. That's a good one. That's a good rip.
And right. She looks at the package and goes, I'm not opening it.
Yeah, she caught me on the birthday one, because, I mean, I made it obvious. I had tape around the neck and everything, but the Christmas one, she had no clue. And I had it in a smaller box, like a regular cardboard box. So when she opened up the lid, the legs and the head like popped up, And she like damn near shit her pants.
Now you got to figure out how to like do it different times.
Right.
Like if you're cleaning and she opens the door, oh God, he's right there.
Yeah, instead of Elf on the Shelf, I'm going to do Chucky on the Shelf or something.
There you go. Yeah. Do Chucky for the holidays. Do that.
And Donnie himself, he's a huge Friday the 13th fan, if you can't see behind him.
Oh, yeah. I can see Jason for he's the mask. Congratulations. Yep. Mm, you also got it back there, too, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, my wife bought me that. He's animatronic. He's 6 foot tall and talks to us and his eyes light up and he's just holding that spot until I can get me a 6 foot Jason animatronic. And then he goes, he leaves the facility.
And Donnie actually got to go out to Camp Crystal Lake.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
Yep. Out in New Jersey. Me and the wife went this past summer. They had a special weekend where the first Jason, the young boy that comes up out of the water, and grabs Adrian King. Both him, first Jason and Adrian King was both there that weekend. Oh. We were there. And I said that was the first time since they filmed that they were both at Camp Crystal Lake at the same time again. So it was like a very cool weekend. Memorable one for me.
That's badass. Congratulations, man.
Yeah, thank you.
So we've touched a little bit on horror. Do you like some obscure horror movies, or if there's some niche stuff you like out there?
Be more descriptive, please.
Okay, maybe not as popular, but still spooky.
Like not a mainstream horror film, like something odd.
What was the one? He's like an axe murderer, but he's like this big old buff dude. I forgot. Hatchet. I like Hatchet. Hatchet was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Kane Hodder.
Yeah.
Only because that Danielle. I forgot Harris. Her last name.
Danielle Harris.
Yeah, she's like my horror movie crush is the best way I can describe it. She's very, very awesome. Very beautiful. Hopefully she's listening to this podcast.
And I can understand that because she is quite the hottie.
Definitely. And well, thank you for making those movies. Appreciate it.
You know, and we were talking earlier, now we're going to kind of shift a little bit further. You talked about Halloween attractions and you said there's some great attractions out in Vegas. I mean, you know, you live in what, the entertainment capital of the world. There's always got to be something going on out there.
Yeah. Here in Vegas, they do like haunted houses. And there's one place in particular, I think it's in Summerlin, where they have three haunted houses and you pay like so much for each one. But if you pay like a whole total, I think it's like 100, 150 or whatever, but you can go in all three houses and all three houses are different themed. I think the year that I went, it was like a vampire themed one and then a witch coven themed one and then a prison themed one. Well, like they were all good. Like all of them were very, very good. But the prison one, you literally have to sign a waiver because they have permission to touch you. And, you know, like strobe lights can like pretty much mess you up and stuff. And just, I know that gave me PTSD because one of the exhibits in that haunted house was your getting taken over by like Taliban terrorists. He's got a gun to your head, even though it's like makeshift plane. Then they put you in a prison cell and then they have like people lined up and they have guns at you while you're, you know, standing in a prison cell. And then they take your picture and then the floor drops and then you got like a loud bang. But that was like kind of like army PTSD. I was like, oh no. But,
yeah, I was going to ask, did that affect you any or?
No, it was like one of those things where it's like, hey, you need to get out of here. My sister at the time was like, yeah, we should probably get out of here. I'm sorry. And I'm like, yeah, it's all good. But yeah, that was pretty cool. I know they have like other big haunted houses here too. I just haven't been to them. Those are just the only ones that I did. Unfortunately, the last Halloween, we didn't really do anything. I think we just stayed indoors or we went to go to dinner or something like that. So we didn't really check anything out.
So I'm going to steer the questions back to wrestling now, since we've covered some of that.
Okay.
And, you know, I've been watching you on Facebook, and, you know, you've been working for a lot of different promotions. OVW is being one of them. And, you know, that's just a step down from the big time, man. I mean, how did you get that gig?
My good friend, Jesse Bell Smothers introduced me to them. And then, Amazing Maria, kept helping me out too. I would always let them know, like, when I'm in town, and I would go, and they would talk to Al Snow. Shout out to OVW and Al Snow. And they would help me. And I would, whenever I'd spend a week there or whatever, I'd go train with them and go learn from Doug Basham and Al Snow and all them. So it was a pretty cool opportunity. And thankfully and graciously, they gave me some time to go show what I can do to them, and they enjoyed it. So
no, I see you flying all over the country. I mean, have you done any international gigs?
I haven't yet. I've been to Mexico, but that was like way long time ago. But recently I haven't. I want to change that. So if anybody from the UK, a promoter, or, you know, anywhere that's internationally, I'm available, just so you know. I know Tatanka goes to Europe a lot, and I want to go with him. I think that would be fun. Sure. Especially us as a tag team. I think we'd have a ball. So
I think that'd be a great tag team.
Yeah, definitely.
So what are some of the other promotions you've wrestled for, other than the ones I've mentioned already?
I've done stuff with Impact Wrestling. I think back in 2016, 2015.
Impact is one of my favorite promotions.
Well, I think within a 2-week span, I got to wrestle Rich Swann.
Okay.
And then Sammy Callahan and Moose. And this was like right when they were about to become champions. So it was pretty cool.
Nice.
And then I got to wrestle this year alone. I got to wrestle like James Storm, which was a big, huge bucket list. And Ace Austin, former X Division Impact champion. So that was pretty cool. And I hope to wrestle quite a few more names. I have some, I just can't think of them right now, but definitely done that. Of course, I'm always at FGW whenever I get into town. Right. They love having me there.
Can you?
127 Pro Wrestling in Tennessee. I go there every Thursday. Whenever I'm in town, they use me as well. Total Championship Wrestling in Kentucky. Other promotions. I'm sorry if I don't mention you guys. I apologize, but it's just so many right now that I don't really. It's hard to keep track. IWA Mid South. Okay. I've done stuff with them in Indiana. Ian Rotten, shout out to you. Appreciate it. Yeah, just anywhere I can go, you know.
So. Do you still have a shoot job, or is it just pro wrestling for you?
Pro wrestling's been my job. So I think for like the past 3 years, it's just been pro wrestling. Okay. And I've been grateful that, you know, I got a good fan connection, good people to help me pay my rent, pay my bills and stuff, and let me do what I like to do. So thank you guys. Appreciate it.
Did 2020 take its toll on your fitness? Well, body slam the pandemic and get back in shape with WrestleFit. This innovative program combines all the fitness regimens you'll need to reach your goals. The WrestleFit workout will bring strength training, cardio, and the world of professional wrestling together in a fun, new, and exciting way. Have yourself a blast working out with dumbbells, kettlebells, slam balls, ropes, tires, and an 18-foot full-size wrestling ring. The WrestleFit workout isn't just for pro wrestlers. The WrestleFit workout is for everybody. At the Now Training Center, you can pursue your fitness goals and learn how to train like a professional wrestler without all the bumps, bruises, and slams with the WrestleFit workout. Go to www.newohiowrestling.com/training for more information, or stop by the Now Training Center at 625 Eastgate Parkway, Blacklick, Ohio, 43004, Unit 6137.
Well, I know you had a little bit of problem not too long ago. You got robbed.
Unfortunately, yeah, I was taking a friend. If you guys don't know Tully Blanchard, he was in town because Tessa Blanchard was in town and we're really good friends. And she asked me to pick up her dad. So I picked up her dad, picked up Tully, dropped him off at the Circa Hotel. And then as soon as I was leaving, I was trying to get on the interstates to go back home. But unfortunately, there was like construction being done. And so I had to make a U-turn, a different turn, and I ended up in a not a good neighborhood is the best way I can describe it. And a gentleman was across the street, didn't even realize it. Next thing you know, tapped on the window, and he had a gun in my head on the window, told me to get out. It sucks because, like, I think I did, like, a two-week tour prior before that, and I literally made, like, a bunch of money on my merch. And it's, like, the most money I've ever made on merchandise. I was so proud of it. I just left it in my fanny pack because the bank was closed. So I couldn't deposit it till the next day. And then he took my backpack, which had my wallet, keys, phone, that money and credit card, social security card, ID. He took everything. He didn't take the vehicle, which was nice. I was grateful for that. But everything else, it just he took my identity, took my hard work, and unfortunately that was just bad luck and it was shitty. And yeah, so ever since then I've been trying to like get everything back, which I've gotten, you know, new card, a new ID. I just need a new passport, new social security card, and I'm good. But it was hard because all that money I made, you know, that was supposed to go towards bills and towards, you know, helping my roommate because she just recently got surgery. So like at the time she wasn't going to be able to work and stuff like that. So it was just another person depending on me to, you know, take care and provide. And that's what I was trying to do. But that bad luck kind of pushed stuff back. Thankfully some people helped me out. A lot of the wrestlers up there, especially like Indiana, Kentucky, and Tennessee, they helped me, you know, got me, like did, what was it?
GoFundMe.
It wasn't a GoFundMe, but they did like a fundraiser where they sold like merch and stuff and raised me some money. And I appreciate that, guys, you know, to help me out, bills and stuff. So.
Did they ever find the person that did it?
No, we never did. The way it goes, I guess.
Yeah, you'd probably like to run into him without that gun though, huh?
Honestly, you know, like being trained military, like I'm sure a lot of the guys were like, oh, I would have, you know, disarmed him in a heartbeat, blah blah blah, I would have killed him. Me, it's like, nah, like we were trained that if they're nervous, you know, you let them, it's not worth your life, you know, like there's other stuff more important, you know. And you know, if they're nervous, they have a chance of actually pulling that trigger on accident.
So, yeah.
As far as I know, I was told I did the right thing. At the time, I didn't think it was like, because I was like one of those Army guys. But now thinking about it, it's like, all right, yeah, like it is what it is. You know, I'm not gonna be macho for a minute and get my shit in, because honestly, like I'm not really like that. You know, if I did meet him or I bumped into him, you know, I would ask for some stuff back, of course, and then, you know,
right,
leave it at that. So, but I don't want to run into them because I don't want to deal with that. That's in the past. It's behind me to go. So,
oh yeah.
We are certainly happy that you're okay. And, you know, everything else can be replaced, but you can't be.
Definitely.
So we're happy for that. And, hopefully that the people out there are buying some more merch. And speaking of merch, you told me right on Facebook Messengers, you got some new merch out, man.
I do, which is pretty cool. Thank you for letting me get this plug in.
Sure.
So we're going to go from Kyle to Hawk right now. here's Babyface Hawk. For everyone out there who's Native American, please support. Please be a part of something that I'm trying to grow, because we are nothing you know, we are something, but we're not being represented to the full potential. I think too many of us are in hiding. I think we need to get out of the shadows. I think Native Americans need to come out and rise up again, you know? So if you guys see me at a show, or, you know, you see me online, whatever, buy that cool Kyle Hawk Savage merch. You know, we got the NWA shirt. We got the Savage shirt. We got, what's the other one? The Skoden shirt, which is a limited time only. They're selling pretty good. I'm only going to make one batch of run on them. And then recently we just got cool Savage hats, white and black, snapbacks and flex fit. And then we also got a brand new design, which I showed you today, I think. Since with it being Native American History Month and Veterans Day, kind of all tied in the same thing, I wanted to make something special. So a lot of people always complained about my shirts being black and never having any colored shirts. So I took your advice. I listened. This next shirt, which I've shown you guys, it is called Home of the Brave. It's the American flag with my skull and headdress logo on it with arrowheads on the front. And on the back, it says Home of the Brave. For those of you guys who don't know, Native Americans were the first ones here. And I think we'll be the last ones here. But being a vet, I wanted to do something special with that. So if you guys buy a Home of the Brave shirt or hat, the hats are gray as well. They have the cool flag on the front. If you guys buy those, proceeds from the purchase, I think like $10 or whatever from each purchase, I'm going to send to the Wounded Warrior fund, because I was injured in battle. I took a grenade, and the Wounded Warrior Project helped me get better. So I would like to pay it forward using these t-shirts and help with other soldiers and other people who are like me who have been injured in war. So buy the shirts. They are limited time only two. I know you are going to get one. You're probably going to get a hat, but who knows, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Do you, brother? I think you would look good with both of them. I'm just saying. And I also think Donnie would be good with them too. He will look very well in a nice snapback for a Home of the Brave Kyle Hawk shirt. And yeah, help support Native Americans, help support the troops. So, but as heel Hawk, as a bad guy, look, you colonizers, the least you guys can do is buy a shirt from all the land that you took from us. At least pay it forward for all that what your ancestors have done in the past. Now, I know the whole explanation of, well, that wasn't me. That's not my to do anything. Wrong. You're guilty by association. It was your ancestors. Sorry. I don't have pity for you. Buy a shirt. Buy a hat. Buy a picture. You owe me, period.
See, I'm always a heel fan, so that actually makes me want to buy one.
I actually have an NWA shirt that I bought from you.
I know. I appreciate that.
And, you know, where can people buy your merch? I mean, what's the website?
Right now I'm selling them like you guys can message me. My Instagram's BirdOfPrey99. My Facebook's Kyle Hawk. Usually at the show, if you guys catch me, I have a big merchandise bag. Everything's in there. I do have a pro wrestling tee store. I don't really use it that much because a lot of the shirts are kind of old school from back in the day. But if you guys want to check it out, please check it out. Pro Wrestling Tees, Kyle Hawk, Savage, I think it's under. That's pretty much it. I mean, if you guys order something, that they definitely go out. I know I sent some, I think, a couple days ago for people who have bought them. So definitely get your guys' shirts now. Don't wait, because they're a limited time only. Limited time.
Limited time.
Limited time.
And it's for a great cause. You know, quite frankly, you mentioned the Wounded Warrior Project for some of that. And New Ohio Wrestling has also been involved with the Wounded Warrior Project.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice. Yep. The Ohio State Fair last year we did. Yep.
That's pretty noble and honorable of you. I think you appreciate that,
man. Yeah, no problem.
That's why you should probably, you know, book me. you know, being Native American and a vet. I'm just saying.
Wounded warrior representative.
So I'm going to turn it over to Donnie now, Kyle.
Let's go.
All right. Yep. The time for the question.
Right. The one question to rule them all.
The one question. Yep. We do it on every episode. It's a no right or wrong answer. It's just for fun. We just like to get inside the minds of our guests and see how twisted they really are and compare it to how twisted we are. So that question is, you are the main serial killer in your own horror film. What is your go-to kill?
Like weapon wise or?
Yeah. Anyway, what would be your signature kill? What's your finisher?
How would you kill somebody?
Ooh, well, definitely got to scalp them because you got to leave that signature. You know, everybody's all about how they look these days and about how, you know, what's important about, because they want everyone's validation. Me, I don't like, you know, whatever. I definitely scalp them because then I want like the police to know that it was me and not just, you know, right. different, whatever. If I was a serial killer, I would want to be known.
That'd be your calling card, huh?
Yeah, I would want to be like, I would just want to be known, because then, like, again, like, I feel like that's all it should be about, like how you, if you're tormented, people should know about it, you know? I don't know, man. I would just do a series of different things. There's not like any specific way. I think my calling card would just be the more important thing, I guess. So without a scalp, which just would be pretty vicious and pretty unique in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
I like the scalping idea. I do.
I think either a tomahawk or I'd just probably be old school. I would just probably do a knife or a tomahawk, maybe an arrow. I don't know. I would be more, I guess, noble is the best way I could describe it. I don't know. Like, I don't want to shoot anyone. I think that's the easy way.
Scalp them with a gimmick. What the hell?
Yeah. Tomahawk, like come in from behind, tomahawk them and then scalp them and then let them die and call it a day.
There you go.
Even though I'm not going to do that, I'm really not going to do that. Just so you guys know, this is a question.
A hypothetical?
That is commonly asked.
Well, see, yeah, you wouldn't do that because the more people you scalp, the less people buy your shirt.
It is true. That is true. I wouldn't scalp people. No.
Donnie, do you have any other questions for Kyle?
No. Yeah, I said, well, I guess we could go into the paranormal side. Are you into paranormal, any? We haven't really touched on that.
I am. I'm a very, I'm not a fan of it, but I respect it. Because, you know, being a Native American, you see some stuff, you understand the spirits and stuff. And, I believe in paranormal activity and stuff. I just choose to stay away from it because I don't want to be those people who disrespect it or have to keep antagonizing, I think that's the word, where they antagonize it just to get proof. Like, mm-hmm. I think that's when bad shit happens.
That's Zach Bagans.
Yeah.
I will tell you this, Kyle. I've been a paranormal investigator for about 20 years now.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing I want to do is antagonize the spirits. I try to communicate with them in a positive way.
Definitely.
But I will never antagonize them just to get a reaction.
Well, I don't mean people like that. I just mean stupid people who get like the Ouija boards or like do exactly. It for the wrong reasons, if that makes sense.
Thank you. Yes.
Like, paranormal investigators, like I get it. You want to communicate with them. I totally understand it. Like I support that one bit. But what I don't support is the morons who are just like, let's go speak to the dead. Maybe we'll get magic powers or we'll do this, do that. It's like, don't provoke them, man. Like, just let them rest. Let them do your things.
Mm-hmm.
And again, but there's like people like on the Travel Channel, the Ghost Adventures, paranormal investigators such as yourself. You know, I definitely support you guys because you guys, there are some spirits out there that are lost and that want to communicate, find that resting peace. And, you know, I would definitely, if next time I'm in town in Ohio and I have nothing to do, I definitely would like to go on a ghost adventure paranormal thing with you.
Yeah.
Definitely. That's like one of the goals that I want to do in life. But I do support you. I do. I don't want to misconstrue that. So
the rumor is the FGW arena is haunted.
Is it really?
Yeah.
By what?
I've heard Cody and both Cody and Shauna tell me about, and Amos tell me about weird noises in the middle of the night when nobody's around.
And figures. Cody and Shauna told us that night about the figure behind the baseball pitching machine.
Right.
Man, I feel like we should explore it and see what that spirit wants if it's there.
That's just... Cody won't do it.
Yeah. Yeah, he said he's staying home when we do it.
But Shauna will.
I'm down. If we can get an episode where it's me and Shauna with you guys doing a ghost like encounter episode of figuring out if FGW's haunted, I feel like that's a podcast or that is a YouTube series that needs to happen.
That would be fun. That would be fun. I will have to talk to them and see what we can work out.
Let's do it. I definitely would like to be a part of that.
Yeah, cool. We got all these people want to be a part of our paranormal investigations, Donnie. Yeah,
see, we can build our own team at this point.
As long as you got a Ghostbusters Pro Town pack, I'm in. Let's do it.
I actually have a friend that has those.
We do.
I those of you who don't know me, I like to watch people play YouTube, or I like to watch on YouTube people play video games and stuff. And there's this one, I don't know if you guys know, it's called Plasmorphia or something like that. What it is pretty much you play as these characters, but you're like, you're ghost, what's the word? What are you again?
Paranormal investigator.
You're playing as a paranormal investigator, but you're going into like random places, like a house, a school, stuff like that. And you have to find the ghost, and like they have like the things where you can talk to the spirit box. You have like a cross and you have like a Bible, but you have to figure out what kind of a ghost is it. Is it an omni? Is it a banshee? Is it a like demonic spirit? You have to figure it out. I always like watching those, only because like it makes you think, it makes you wonder, but it's cool to see people play that. And then if you don't like, you could tell that the ghost is there if like the temperature gauge goes down because it gets cold, or your heart starts beating, and then if the ghost gets you, you pretty much just die, and then you have to like be a floating spirit while the other paranormal investigators like go through the house and figure it out. But you can see where the ghost is at, but you can't tell them where it's at. Like, it's pretty cool, man.
Well, that's neat. Yeah. I do have a spirit box, by the way.
Oh, do you really? Nice.
Amongst other equipment, I got plenty of it.
I believe it. Man, I really want to do one. I think that would be fun.
I will talk to Brian and Cody and Shauna and see what we can work out.
Let's do it. And then we'll just record the whole thing and then play it on YouTube or the podcast, whatever.
I got plenty of cameras to record with, so that's no problem.
Man, if we can get some cameras where like it's just our face and our reactions, like, oh man.
I got a couple of those cameras we could probably use too.
Do it. All right, I got some questions for you guys. I bet nobody's asked you these questions, so let's do it.
Okay.
As a fan in FGW, who do you want to see me take on next?
That's a good question. I've seen you take on quite a few people, but there's a newcomer that's been around recently, and his name is Killbilly Nate Hewitt. I would like to see you take on him.
What's funny is that him and I used to feud in San Antonio.
Oh.
Back in 2014, 15, maybe earlier. Yeah, he used to be rock star Nate Cross or whatever. And I thought that was the funniest thing. And he used to look like, what was his name? He used to look like the lead singer of Poison, Bret Michaels.
Okay.
Like, we would just always have fun. But yeah, him and I have been friends for a good long time. And we always had good chemistry, always had fun in the ring. And he's definitely on one of the lists to work over there at FPW because his new gimmick or his new persona, the Killbilly thing, I think it's great. I think it's unique. And the other stuff that he has coming out, it's going to be pretty cool too. But I definitely want to wrestle him as that now. Like, it's a story that's there because, you know, there's a young Hawk and a young Nate. Now it's like, okay, we're in present time. Let's see what happens, you know?
Well, and that would give you an opportunity to be the heel because right now he's a face.
Oh, I definitely would be. And it's funny too because he was a heel and I was the face.
Okay.
In the past. So it'd be cool to switch it up, see what we can do.
I'd like to see that.
Let's go. Have you seen my work, Don?
I have not. No. Nope.
Okay. What do you look for in your promotion and what do you want from a
Well, just uniqueness, but I say we're basically a family friendly type promotion, but we still like it to be, you know, violent and as real as possible in a safe way. So, just as long as it's a clean gimmick. I mean, I love good heel work and stuff like that, but safety. Yeah. And like I said, to be honest, the work in the ring is not near as important to me as the work in the locker room. You know, how you portray yourself and how you are in the locker room and outside of the ring. So, as long as it's clean, like people come out cussing and showing their ass and all that stuff, we kind of shy away from those type of people. So, but yeah, you know, as long as you're safe and you know, do what we ask, you know, that's pretty much the qualifications.
Cool. All right. Cool. Cool.
And I would be thrilled to be able to announce you coming into the ring.
Man, I'd be a great honor and a privilege. So, hey, Donnie, make it happen if you can.
Yeah. We may have some stuff coming up here soon I'll be announcing. So we'll have to see.
One thing that I would like to do too at FGW or your promotion, I haven't done this and I feel like I would like to work one of the female talents. I'm a fan of intergender. And I like to see the concept of what we can do or what kind of story we can tell. Because I know there's Harley, Ari, and Shauna, right?
Yep. Occasionally Skylar Orion.
Yeah, her too. I just think it'd be cool to work one of them. Just to see how it is and, you know, see if they're tough, which I think they are. See how tough they are actually with a Savage. So
I think you and Harley would have a good match.
Man, it'd be brutal. I know that.
Yep. Yep, definitely.
Correction, I don't want to do it no more. I'm good.
What about Shauna?
I forgot about this. Someone reminded me the other day. Actually tomahawked Shauna in the face on accident. After that Hawk versus Hawk match. I don't know if you remember it.
Yes. Yes, I do.
Yeah. So I feel like she hasn't really been talking to me. So she might be still mad. I don't know. There's also a lot of drama over there too. So I don't like her and Amos and Cody. It's just like their thing. So right. I'm just a leaf in the wind, man.
Any other questions for us, Kyle?
No, I'm good. That's it.
Donnie, what about you? Got any questions for Kyle?
No, I think we covered everything. So that's been very insightful. And like I said, I wasn't 100% familiar with you, but you know, I feel like I am now, and I'll definitely have to look at some of your work and stuff.
Appreciate it. I like, I'm a Tauros. I like long walks on the beach. candlelight dinners. I like puppies. And my favorite color is brown. And yeah, that's.
And on your, and on your scalping thing, you're only going to go about 10 inches, I'm assuming.
Nah, you got to go. You got to show that skull or a piece of their brain, man. Otherwise, you did it wrong.
So let's give you one more opportunity to plug all your social media where people can get your merch, that kind of thing, Kyle.
All right, appreciate it. You guys can follow me on my Facebook, which is Kyle Hawk. My Instagram is BirdOfPrey99. I have 5,000 friends on Facebook, but I only have like 1,500 friends on Instagram. I need those numbers up. If you guys are listening, you guys are fans of me, please follow me, BirdOfPrey99, on my Insta. I need more followers. Please help a native out. The least you guys can do. My Twitter is SVGE99. I do have a pro wrestling tee store under Kyle Hawk Savage. And if you guys are interested in buying my merch, I plug it all the time on my Instagram or Facebook or Twitter. Just send me a DM in one of them, and you know, we'll, if you got PayPal, Cash App, or Venmo, then you'll get a shirt or a hat, either one. Trying to think of what else. You can catch me. I'll be in town, I think, for FGW December 17th. I think that's a Friday. Right. So I'll be back for that. And then you can catch me in Tennessee the first week of December, and then Kentucky. And I think then that's about it. I'll be in World Class Revolution December 11th in Irving, Texas for a Star Wars Christmas Story. I believe it's what it's called. They got Mick Foley on there, a bunch of other talent, Carlito, if you guys are in the Texas area, please come out, support, come see me. I'll have shirts and merchandise for sale, or even pictures and cool Arrowhead necklaces, cool Arrowhead bracelets, whatever you guys want. Authentic Native American made. I made them, so you guys know. Put all that time and work in them. The least you guys can do is represent and wear one. So
I just followed BirdOfPrey99 on Instagram.
Appreciate it. I got the notification.
But what are you waiting for, Donnie? Why haven't you followed him yet?
My phone's upstairs.
No, you got a good excuse. But Donnie, what would be cool is if December 17th, I would see. I like to see you there and meet you, shake your hand in person and stuff like that.
Yeah, I said, I've been to FGW a couple times. I have to see what we got going on. Maybe swing down there.
Well, you know, now you know I'm coming, so you don't have an excuse. And, you know, what are you? Looks like an XL, 2X?
Oh, I'm a 2 or 3X, yeah.
I got those sizes too, man. I'm just saying.
Wow, this has been a great conversation, so... Let me wrap it up by saying my name is Meat Hook Jim, along with my co-host Donnie Hoover and our special guest, the Savage Kyle Hawk. Kyle, it has been a great show. Thank you so much for taking your time to talk to us. And we look forward to seeing you on December 17th.
Yep. I appreciate you guys for bringing me on, talking wrestling, talking horror movies. Very grateful for the opportunity. And for those listening at home, please catch these guys every time they do a podcast. They do a great job. Listen to them, follow them if you're not. Subscribe, like, whatever it is that they do, and enjoy the show.
And buy Kyle's merch.
Buy my stuff. I want to cuss, but I can't. I have to be better. Buy my stuff. The least you guys can do.
Well, on a podcast, you can cuss. We don't care about this. This is different.
You guys tell me all the time that you're native. Oh, I'm Cherokee. Well, then prove it. Buy a shirt. Right. Buy one.
Do it now.
Do it now. Don't stop listening to this and just go to my Instagram. Go right now. Buy it.
Good night, everybody.
Yep. See you guys.
Later, guys.
Thanks for listening. Make sure you follow us on all of our social media outlets, facebook.com/WrestleHorror, Instagram @WrestleHorror, Twitter @WrestleHorror, on YouTube at the Wrestle Horror channel. And you can also find us on our website, www.WrestleHorror.com.